Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We need to talk to a saxophone player. Let's go to Mercer County High School senior Damian Martinez. Man, the kids had a good time last Saturday. They called it the Taste of Jazz. And the high school kids got to perform with Ten of Soul. Damian Martinez got his saxophone out. Tell us about that experience last Saturday. Looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, sure was fun. It was a great experience for not just me, but the whole entire jazz band in the community. Just being able to play with Ten of Soul in general was really fun. I know we only got to play a couple songs with them, but I felt like it got the crowd on their feet and we just had a good time.
All right, so I know Mr. Ruggles is in that band playing the saxophone. So how nervous were you playing with musicians like that, or is it just like another gig for you? So what was your like emotions going into that thing?
I mean, obviously they have a lot of experience and they're really good players, but I just don't really think there was nothing to really be nervous about because they believed in us all along, and Mr. Ruggles knows that we're good musicians too. So just being able to play with them in general was probably the top 10 moment of my life.
Yeah, so music's pretty important to you, right? So tell us, when did you first pick up a saxophone and how much do you enjoy that thing?
I picked up a saxophone, sixth grade. I started off on the alto sax, which is a smaller version of the saxophone. And then as soon as I hit high school, Mr. Ruggles wanted me to try out the Barry sax, which is almost the size of me, but I have fun playing it, and I joined jazz band around sophomore year. We had to do auditions for it, and luckily I got in, and so, yeah, I've been doing it since I was a sophomore.
Yeah, so a pretty big deal that you get to play in the jazz band. Now, I know they're raising funds for a trip to Nashville. Now, do you get to go to that since you're a senior, or how does that work?
So, basically, the whole if you are in jazz band, you get to go to the trip guaranteed. And then Mr. Ruggles will ask other people from the varsity band if they want to come. And basically, you just raise a bunch of money to be able to go to the trip, and we had to sell the Ten of Soul tickets for, I think they were like $15 each, and then that's how we are able to go to the Nashville trip.
All right, so was there like a certain favorite? So you said you got to play a couple numbers with Ten of Soul. So yep. So was there like a certain number where you're like, yeah, I dig that. This school going to let me play with them tonight.
Yeah, we played, the numbers we played were Uptown Funk and Fun. I probably had the most fun playing Uptown Funk just because it basically just got everyone on their feet and everyone was clapping along with us and basically just giving us a good time. So that was probably my favorite number.
All right. That's awesome. Man, fun time for the kids. That was a great experience this past Saturday. And just what, I mean, the music program at Mercer County, I think so great because it's so diverse in terms of kids that have different interests outside of music, right? Do a lot of different stuff. Yeah. But then they come together for music.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, really, it is.
Yeah, it sure is pretty cool. We have a lot of athletes who you think wouldn't do band in general, but there's a lot of athletes that do band. We have basically, our whole band is filled out with two-sport athletes, and we just make sure band's in there. It is an easy A, so that is why most of us stick with it, but we do love playing our horns every day and just having fun.
All right, so you got to play in the pep band then, I'm assuming, right? So, And that's the really attention-getter that I think sometimes we don't realize in the Mercer County School District, how much of an attraction that is. And I hear it so many times from visiting coaches that will ask me if I'm doing a pregame interview during the week in advance of the game. The coach will always say, hey, man, is the band playing tonight or tomorrow night when we come there? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, heck yes. So what, you know, just what about the reputation that the pep band has? That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, we're actually really fortunate to have a lot of people able to do pep band, because I know a lot of schools around us just don't have that many people doing band in general. So just us being able to have a lot of people do it has just been a great experience. And I have fun, you know, in between songs, we're yelling, we're cheering for the Eagles, and we're just having a good time.
So is horse your favorite? The horse is what they call it. Is that your favorite number? Or what? That's my favorite number. That's my dream, to run out on the floor with a Golden Eagle jersey on as they play the horse. Is that your favorite number?
Yeah, the horse is definitely one of my favorite numbers, just not while I'm playing pep band, but while I'm running out on the floor for a basketball game. It just gets you hyped up and just knows that the crowd is in it.
All right, so I want to change directions here and talk a little sports here. We're visiting with Damian Martinez from Southeast 8th Avenue in Aledo. All right, so the one thing I want to give you credit for, all right, and I hope a lot of people, and I mean this sincerely, and I hope a lot of people are listening. All right, here's a kid that's a senior, has dealt with a lot of health-related issues, a bum shoulder. Good to see him playing baseball here in the spring. But, you know, missed all of your senior football year, basically, and missed most of the basketball season. You got to play a little bit, but not a lot. I mean, basically missed virtually all of the basketball season. But the one thing I noticed about you is you still were engaged as a member of the football team, even though you couldn't play. I know that got to be so tough as a senior, and then the same with the basketball season. Still hung around, still went to games, still went to practices. So, you know, just tell us about that. It had to be tough not being able to be out there fully 100% healthy and getting to participate in those sports, but yet you still attend those things and be engaged. What about that?
So yeah, obviously it was really hard for me to realize that I couldn't play two sports that I loved, which was football and basketball. But then I realized that if I wasn't going to be able to play with my teammates and friends, I should, you know, cheer them on and just, you know, kind of coach them up a bit. And with the basketball season, I was cleared to come back January like 20th. And then I was able to play my first game, and then I played a couple more games, and then I got mono, which basically set me out the rest of the year. So I know it sucked getting mono, but just being able to play a couple games with my teammates was just a true blessing and a great experience.
All right, so you had how many surgeries then with your shoulder? You're back playing baseball, I see, but tell us just kind of going through that process, and you've been cleared to play baseball, so that's good. So tell us just a little bit about the trials and tribulations of trying to repair your shoulder.
So basically, this whole shoulder deal started off when I was playing a baseball game at the Betplex, and I slid in head first to second base, and my arm got caught underneath me, and that dislocated my full shoulder. And then it comes to realize that the doctor told me that I tore all of my labrum, not just one part. So then that bumped me out for 6 to 8 months. And then start of my junior baseball season, my shoulder just kept popping out after my first surgery. And then they realized that like 25% of my bone was just like shaved off from how many times I dislocated my shoulder. So then we needed to add a new bone to my shoulder. And then basically that's where we're at today.
All right, so basically you could go to med school is what you're
telling me
when you explain that. All right, well, I'm glad to see you're getting to play baseball your senior year, so you get to go out that way. And, you know, a kid that participates in band, I know that's a big part of your life. So who's the best saxophone player at Mercer County High School? And the answer cannot be Rusty Ruggles.
I mean, I would like to say me, obviously, but we have a – sophomore named Darby Ballmer, and she is just absolutely incredible. She takes all of our solos for the contest and most of our solos for the Taste of Jazz, and she's just one heck of a player. So it's great to be able to play with her and just see what she does, and it's truly a great experience.
All right, so that's good. You say she's the best saxophone player. We will say then the kid that has the best hair at Mercer County High School is Damian Martinez, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hey, stay healthy for the rest of your senior year and enjoy it, will you?
Thank you.
All right, Damian Martinez with us on WRMJ.